All right. We're back, everybody.
Jeez. Okay. I like hadn't even been sitting down yet, and you're like, hello.
I know.
Hello.
Guys, we just want to say sorry. We know last week we said we weren't going to be watching Paul Blart 2.
Oh, yeah. We would like to issue a public apology.
We are actually about to embark
on the wonderful journey that is
of Paul Blart 2. We saw a video explaining how the Pink Floyd album Dark Side of the Moon, when played simultaneously as with Paul Blart 2, has some rather enlightening results.
That got us.
It got us.
It really sucked us in. So we figure, why not? We must, I mean, just do it for the meme anyway.
Do for the meme.
Just for the meme.
So, yeah. Here, us here at WWW.
Headquarters.
HQ. HQ. Huge Paul Blart fans.
Yeah. WWW.
I'm Jack.
Oh, dear. Oh, we didn't do that last time.
No, we didn't.
Hello. Hi, I'm Megan.
We promise we won't be talking about Paul Blart anymore.
Yeah, listen.
We will instead be talking about the rest of Kevin James' work. No, we won't. Instead, we got episode 16.
Uh-huh. I'm excited for this one. I think this one will pop off. Mm-hmm. Not to be set high expectation.
But after the extreme positive feedback we've gotten from last week.
Yeah. Which naturally, yes.
we presume that this one will be just as good. Oh, thank you for filling the water.
Thank you.
Yeah, we anticipate some high praise for episode 16, aka WWW Dozen Plus 2.
Okay, shut up. Right, keep. That's fine. Yeah.
As you all remember, WWW Dozen versus 14. Skip.
Wow. Great to live.
Thank you. I am such a good speaker. I am so good.
You should be a stand up comedian.
I should.
Dude, I would suck at that. Oh. I would be laughing at my own jokes before I even got to say it. And I also would mess up like, the entire thing and be like, wait, no.
Hang on. Sorry.
Wait, I forgot. Oh, I forgot a vital, important piece of information. Anyway, mm-hmm. I too am not very good at the speech.
No, I'm bad.
So I would go so far. Together, we are combined and we have a podcast.
Worst podcast combination ever.
Two people who can't speak well. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I think I have like legit speech problems sometimes.
I just have anxiety.
I think I just go too fast.
I think my brain goes faster than my mouth. So then when I try to like voice it, it just like, you know.
It would be
that
interesting.
That happens with like presentations. It's so embarrassing. Like,
I know.
If I were to ever really like watch back what my presentation was, I think I would rather die.
That one's going to?
Yeah.
You're only 98% sure?
Yeah. Oh, dear. Jack.
What do you mean? You mad at me for asking?
Recording.
Okay.
No. I, like, knew that, but you made me doubt myself.
Well, that's why I'm only ever 98% sure things are recording.
Hey.
But, you know, we don't even use this Apple iPhone 11 Green Pro for recording for video anymore because we've got this new setup. How do you like it? It's the exact same as last week, as you can tell mm-hmm. by us being in the exact same outfits.
That's okay.
I think it would be interesting to take a public speaking course.
I think not.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying.
Nah, because then you have to make speeches and stuff. I think rather would not.
Well,
like to opt out of that.
Well, it's the discomfort that is the point.
Yeah.
Because then by the end of it, you would be better at speaking.
Just like a speech in general. Just like, yeah, whatever.
I mean,
I don't know. I don't really care.
I'm not sure I'd like to. Frick. But if it was no homework, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, like.
No homes.
Well, yeah, I think about it, like, how can you practice? I mean.
You'd probably have to give a speech to me or something.
Right. But with you, it's totally different. Yo, what's up, bro? So, like, basically, Paul Bar 2.
That's true. It would.
As I frequently say.
No.
As I frequently speak like this. What's up, baby? You see Paul Bar 2 yet? Yo, I heard more.
Yeah, that's actually.
Anyway. This is a major ding 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 moment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
DDDDM.
WWWDDDDM.
No, it's ding 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 ding. Oh, yeah, so WWWDDDDM. That's kind of like, I was kind of just acting like how Paul Blart did when he had a margarita. No more Paul Blart talk.
We promised, guys.
We promised. We've got some totally different subjects to talk about today.
Yeah.
Today's
today's matchup, we have Hagrid, but without any magic, versus the goated Harambe, who has been resurrected.
Back from the dead. We got the two H-men going at it.
Yeah.
Hagrid versus Harambe.
I think this is like the funniest one that we have today. Right. Let us know. You know what? Actually, don't. Because we think it's funny, so.
If you don't think it's funny, don't let us know. But if you do, totally let us know. We're kind of like getting up here in volume. We need to be down here.
We got too hyped about.
Paul. Anyway.
Jalapeno, damn.
This one's a major editor.
No, I think it's funny. Yeah. Anyway. No, I think it's funny.
I don't want to. I'm embarrassed.
Why?
My stupor being featured.
Did I? I think I ruined him because I gave him a piece of fudge.
No.
And then you started this whole.
That helps me, just like sugar helps Paul Blart because he's hypoglycemic. Exercise with me here. Paul Blart.
Hagrid.
Paul Blart, out of our minds. Let's just get rid of this picture.
Yeah. We've been staring.
There's been a picture on the screen.
Anyway, so we have the Rubius Hagrid.
I didn't know he had a first name.
He didn't. Everybody has a first name. We have
Obama.
Albus Dumbledore.
Mm-hmm. Harry. Potter.
Anyway.
Jalapeno day.
Yep, so we, like we said before, Hagrid. No magic, just Hagrid.
Yeah, we figured Harambe. if we had the magic aspect.
Way too, he would win for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So, no pink umbrella for Hag.
No.
We've
never done a one-on-one, like two guys brawling before, so we thought this would be a good one.
Yeah, and especially, we were thinking, I think, initially we had Hagrid, and we're like, who would be a good contender who would be able to, be like, size-wise,
mm-hmm.
be somewhat comparable and manageable, mm-hmm. and, like, somewhat fair.
Right.
And I think it
I think it was a fair matchup. I mean, like last week's, I don't really know. I really just don't have any inkling as to who's going to come out on top. We do have the WWWC here, which we haven't pointed out in a while, but it is a 1990p United States quarter. So before we get into it, would you like to have a flip?
Sure, heads.
No, I'm not making... I'm just the last
fine, few fine, times... Fine, I'll do tails.
Well, last few times I feel like you've picked heads and it's been tails. It's really hard to say with this coin here.
Well,
I'll just flip it and you just pick whatever you want in the midair. Ready?
Heads. Dude, okay, you know what I'm saying? You know, way back in the day when I was saying about...
How it used to always flip heads?
No, tails. It's a tail-oriented coin.
You think so?
I feel like I
remember this conversation vividly because we had the experiment, but I feel like I remember we said it was heads-oriented, which is why you continued to pick heads like three times in a row.
I don't remember. I think I picked heads because I didn't want to choose.
Oh.
I did actually, in fact, wanted to choose.
Well, you can.
As I did last week.
Yeah.
I think... Oh, what?
Well, technically, I have the right to choose.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I've kind of relinquished.
I know. You do that, like, all the time.
Well, I just try to be respectful to women.
Okay.
I will go with Harambe, since you're more of a Potterhead
than I am. Okay, yeah, yeah. I was actually going to go against...
Oh, you're going to go against Grid?
Well, Rubius, yeah, I know.
Grid.
I'm just going to go off the grid, you know? Anyway, fine, I'll take him. That's fine.
Yeah, Hagrid.
I got to look up the wiki.
You know more about him than I do since you've read all the books and I haven't. I do intend to read the first Harry Potter book which you have loaned me. I will read it. As soon as I finish the book which I am currently reading, it is Stowaway by James S. Murray and Darren someone. I can't see from here.
He is an English half-giant wizard.
Cool. Half-giant. Son of Mr. Hagrid. Okay.
Grop. That was his actual brother. Okay, half-brother.
Half-brother, because his mother was a giant, mm-hmm. and his father was normal. Yo, that's weird. It's like Shrek with the donkey and the dragon kind of syndrome.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to, like, be looking at something and nobody's looking at it with you, you know?
I'm looking at it with you.
Early life.
Hagrid was born on December 6th, 1928. Hmm. That's a long time ago. Hagrid's about to be hundo. In 5-6 years. Anyway, like I was saying, I'm going to read the Harry Potter books. I will read it very soon after I finish my James S. Murray book. I have a lot of books I'd like to read. I've been reading at a pretty good clip so far this year. My goal was one book a month, but I think I might be able to get maybe even a little bit more.
One and a half.
Average of 1.5 books per month. Because I'm more than halfway through with the book I am now, and it's January 16th. So I imagine I can finish it in, you know, about a week's time. But after that, I will read the Harry Potter book, even though they get progressively longer.
I was looking for, like, fun facts, but this is, like, the entire detailed history of, like, every time he has appeared. Abilities and skills. Okay, now I know this is magical. There we go. Jeez.
I mean, he figured he had
extra. Well, just because he is a giant, yeah.
Half, but he's still part of the G community.
I don't really know what to say. He was expelled from Hogwarts.
There must be some background information.
Hagrid keeps pieces of his wand in a pink umbrella. I see. He was technically forbidden to do magic until the third book, since he is not a qualified wizard fully.
So he's not even that good at magic anyway. like, so what's his, I guess his big thing is that he's just like the guy that keeps, takes care of the animals, the weird creatures, right? So really his main strength anyway is his size and his power.
Well, yeah, it says here, like, many of the stunning spells thrown at him just bounce off of him. So, I mean, whether or not he's not very good at magic, I don't think really disqualifies him from being, like, a valuable character to the franchise. But also, he has knowledge of quite a bit of I mean, like, his whole spiel is, like, is like taking care of the animals and like dragons and dangerous stuff and potion. I mean, he doesn't really actively do potions, but he knows stuff.
Right. I mean, he's just all around knowledgeable.
Yeah, and he's magic. Like the guy that Dumbledore goes to a lot of the time. I mean, in the first movie book, Sorcerer's Stone. Yeah, so he is seen as like a protector, and also, although I don't see him as being, you know, violent necessarily, but I think in a situation where somebody is attacking him, I think that he
would definitely be able to,
especially like hold his own. Say Harambe's going for Harry, then he would be like, no.
Yeah, Harry was thrown into the zoo pit,
and he has. It was actually Harry, that little boy who grew up to be Harry Potter.
Let's take a look at the Harambe page here. Mm-hmm. On May 28th, 2016, a three-year-old boy, only a little bit younger than Harry, climbed into a gorilla enclosure at the Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Garden, where he was grabbed and dragged by Harambe, a 17-year-old Western Lowland gorilla. Is that...
Those are endangered, like severely. That's one I did a poster on.
Oh, no kidding.
I might have used this picture on the thing, but I didn't even know.
Accidental Harambe. He is critically endangered. What's after that?
Is
EW.
Is like.
Oh, yeah. Extinct. I think EW is like extinct in the wild, but like they still have them like alive. They're just not like.
Yeah, there's like.
Yo, wait. Oh, my God.
Oh.
The Western Lowland Gorilla, scientific name Gorilla, is one of two critically endangered subspecies of the Western Gorilla, Gorilla. I can't believe the scientific name for Western Gorilla is Gorilla. What even is a gorilla now? Like, I keep saying gorilla, so now it keeps getting messed up in my mind. So, Harambe is a Gorilla. He's a GGGG.
Yeah.
Because that's his species, is a gorilla.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a gorilla.
He was 17.
GGGG. He was 17 years old. Is that old for a gorilla?
I don't know what their lifespan is. I feel like
38 years. So that's like middle age. Harambe was born at the Gladys Porter Zoo in Brownsville, Texas, on May 27th, 1999. Wait a minute. He died the day after his birthday. He was named by Dan Van Kopenol, a local area councilor who won a naming contest sported by the zoo. He came up with the name after listening to the 1988 song Harambe, Working Together for Freedom by Rita Marley, widow of Bob Marley. So he was named after a Bob Marley song, or Rita Marley song. Basically same thing.
Incident.
I need to know some information about this, his stature, and I just need Binky the Polar Bear. Who is that? I need, like...
The stats.
Okay, we've got some information about his weight. He was 440 pounds. Oof. That's heavy. That's a lot of muscle. That's a lot of big bone gorilla.
Well, yeah, you look at them and they're all...
They're like...
Muscle. Yeah.
Like strength up the wazoo. How much do you think Hagrid weighs? I might think about the same. about 400 pounds, maybe, because...
I feel... Yeah.
Well, how tall is Hagrid? He's 8'6". I mean, that's tall. It's not, like, obscenely tall, but he's also very... I mean, he's a bigger guy.
Yeah.
Outward appearance.
Yep.
In the Philosopher's Stone, Hagrid is mentioned as being twice as tall as the average man and nearly five times as wide. That would be extreme. Like, five times as wide? Then he would be, like... If he's only twice as tall, he would be, like... Mm-hmm. I think that's probably reasonable. I mean, he's definitely thicker than the average guy. But a guy that would be that tall in real life would be very skinny. So... It's hard to really assess how much he really would weigh. Mm-hmm. Let's just say their weights marginally are about the even. Same.
Yeah. Say he wanted to go into the gorilla enclosure. The boy then climbed a 3-foot-tall fence, crawled through 4 feet. Oh my god. This 3-year-old? Where is his parents?
Yeah, where was?
And
what?
Fell 15 feet into a moat of shallow water.
He climbed a fence? I mean, 3-foot-tall isn't really that big of a fence, but for a 3-year-old, yeah.
I see. Zoo officials immediately signaled for 3 gorillas in the habitat to return inside, and 2 females did so. However, the 3rd, Harambe, climbed into the moat to investigate the child, splashing in the water.
Ooh.
10 minutes? Damn. They couldn't... There couldn't be, like, a net. Like, just, you know, like, overhead.
There was not a net at the time. Maybe there is now.
There is.
Yeah.
Became agitated and disoriented by the screams.
He carried the child through the water.
Occasionally propping him up when he sat or pushed him down when he stood. Harambe exhibited strutting behavior, walking around with legs and arms stiffly extended to appear bigger and bluffing move. With inherent danger, should he throw or drag the boy around too roughly? What? Harambe then carried the boy up the ladder out of the moat onto dry land. Afraid for the boy's welfare, zoo officials made the decision to kill the gorilla, doing so with a single rifle shot. Just one? Damn. So the boy was between Harambe's legs when the shot was fired. Yeah, some people say... It was unclear whether Harambe was likely to harm the child.
I don't know. I mean, it's...
I don't think so. Because the kid wasn't, like, trying to, like, mess things up.
No, I feel like it would be...
He was just curious. I think that Harambe was curious of
right. This,
like, human, like, similar, like...
Oh, it's like, oh, baby monkey or something.
Yeah. So I think he had some sort of, like, instinct to, like, protect him. And maybe it came off to us as, like, being threatening by, like, pushing him down and, like, sitting him up and stuff. But I don't think... I don't know. Like, watching the video, it does look harsh when he's literally, like, dragging him, like, the child in the water. But I don't think it was his intention to hurt him. I don't think so.
But I feel like it would also be very easy... For him to hurt him, you know? Like, yeah. It wouldn't take much for a 440-pound gorilla to harm a 3-year-old child.
Sparked a debate on whether gorillas and other primates should be held in captivity at all. I don't know. With something like the Westland? Western lowland gorilla.
Gorilla.
Yeah, something that is, like, endangered and... almost on the brink of extinction in the wild. I think that we should have them in captivity, but in maybe not to be like
at a place that
people like
could potentially have a child fallen and they have to shoot the gorilla. But for this argument, he is back.
Anyway, yeah.
We don't know where he was shot, but his wounds are healed. He's back from the dead. He is 110%. He is powerful, and he is ready to go against Haggy. I think that the strength of a gorilla would be far greater than... Oh, I remember that, bruh.
It's so crazy how, like, this turned into, like, such...
I know.
Like, internet thing.
Right, like, there's probably other things like that that have happened, but mm-hmm. that's just, like, a local news story. But for some reason, like, Harambe in particular became...
Such... Yeah, such a sensational thing.
Yeah.
Not really. Yeah.
Who knows why, but we've got him back. It's 2022. It's been 6 years since the Harambe incident.
Mm-hmm.
And he's back. He's better than ever. He is better than ever. Listen, like I was saying, I think the strength of the gorilla is going to be stronger than the strength of a person. I mean, okay, even if you're bigger and you have the same... What? Go ahead.
But Hagrid isn't necessarily a per... I mean, he is, he's but a person. He's mixed.
He's mixed, but he's still a person.
He's and he has superhuman strength. He has super, super strength.
Mm-hmm.
And well, abilities like that.
I think the only reason he has super strength is because of his size and...
Well, that's what I'm saying.
But he doesn't have... He doesn't have power. It's just... Keep that in mind, because, like, mm-hmm. the magic bouncing off of him, I think that had to do with his power as a magician type.
No, I think that just has to do with him.
You think so?
Yes. I think it's because he's so big that...
Yeah.
Yeah, they just bounce off. It's not like, oh, he, like, made a barrier magically.
Mm-hmm.
They just simply bounce off of him.
Right. Well... In any event, their strengths are going to be close. I mean, I think personally that the strength of a wild beast would be a little bit more than the strength of a human-like being.
Mm-hmm.
But
the strength would be why? A bit even. Sorry. Can I tell you why I was wanting to go for Harambe? Because I was thinking he could win finally. He needs a win after, you know, finally he would win something.
That's why you wanted to go for him, not because you think he would win, because he deserves to win.
No. I was saying that would be part of my argument, saying that he lost his life, so he's been resurrected, and now he will win and be a winner. And I think everybody, you know what? I think everybody's going to root for him because... It's a... What are you making that face for?
Well,
I think that people are going to root for him because he's such like a sensation that
yeah.
people are really going to want to see him win, so they're going to pick him.
I don't think that's you're wrong, but I don't think that's a reason to pick him for you to pick him because you think other people are going to pick him or that he deserves a win. I think... I don't know. I might
you're
argue...
annoying. That's not what I meant.
What did you mean?
Jalapeno.
Go ahead.
I don't know, Jack. Carry on.
I mean, if I'm going to do my WWWP, I think Harambe will win. Wait, I picked Harambe.
Yeah.
I forgot. Sometimes I don't even remember who I pick. It's not even really that big of a deal, but...
No, because this is just a discussion.
I think Hagrid has a good chance, too. I mean... Hagrid... We didn't have him talk about this. I mean, he's obviously smarter. I mean, even if Hagrid might not be the smartest humanoid in the land...
Yeah, he just... Yeah, he does have the capability to have some sort of a plan. How many times are you gonna...
Listen... A gorilla would be dumb. Still smarter than a lot of animals, but overall dumb.
Well, I guess to that point, we could say that Hagrid would be... Maybe he'd be able to get in contact with his brother, half-brother Grop, and perhaps call for backup. And mm-hmm. he's bigger, than Hagrid and Hermione. I mean, although he is a little bit of a stupid.
The brother?
Being, yeah.
Of a giant?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, he was dumb.
But I think to protect, if Harambe was going after Hagrid, he would absolutely just, because, I mean, he did that with Harry and Hermione. Well, Hermione, because he took a liking to her in the Order of the Phoenix when they lured Dolores out there into the forest, and he was protecting them from the centaurs. So I think when faced with that sort of challenge and conflict against somebody who he has a liking towards, I think that he could do some damage and be
the giant. I mean, the giant would do damage regardless. Like,
I think just stepping.
I mean, know, there's like, no question that the giant who is 16 feet tall could totally beat a gorilla. I mean, and with Hagrid, I mean, you wouldn't even need Hagrid.
Well, I'm just saying that Hagrid would be the motivator for the catalyst for the violence, because I don't think he would necessarily like know what was going on if it was just the two of them, Grop and Harambe.
Right. Well, I mean, if we're getting other big boys into this, I mean, who's to say Harambe can't call up his other gorillas and just be like, and they all come out of the African wilderness. That'll be crazy battle.
Yeah.
I mean, right now this is just a one-on-one boxing match, you know what I mean? Like, I don't even know. I mean, I really can't say who would win. But, you know, I might give the edge to Romp. IGN listed Harry Potter as only the 13th best Harry Potter character. I think he's got to be top 10, bro.
Hagrid?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely top. Yeah, he's like top 5.
I mean, who other like 13, yeah, who's like 12 people that are better than him?
Well, yeah, because we have Harry, we have Hermione, we have
Ron.
No, I was actually going to put him towards the bottom.
Oh.
We have Hagrid.
Well, in terms of just listing people.
We have Dumbledore. We have Hagrid. I'm going to say Snape.
Snape is definitely better than Hagrid. I mean, in terms of who I like. But
I think, sure.
I like Hagrid, but I like Snape a little bit more. Who's, okay, name, like, anyone you like more than Hagrid. It's hard, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
13. I would say, I mean, is Harry too obvious of a choice? Like, should he even be included?
Yeah, I know. I feel like that's like, where did you find that?
You don't even have a choice. But IGN's Joe Uticci listed Harry Potter, or Hagrid, as his 7th favorite Harry Potter character. I think that's a relatively good ranking. I'd say maybe even top 5.
Yeah, I like. I like Hagrid.
I like Dumbledore.
I think he's funny too. He's like just Hagrid. Like,
yeah.
He's like his dad.
Basically. Yeah, he's just like
Harry's his mentor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he knows things. He's knowledgeable. Your wand.
Boomos.
Thank you.
Go on.
He's very knowledgeable. Because he'll give Harry and the crew some hints. You know, remember like when they're in his, I forget which movie it is. Maybe it's the 5th one. Where they were taking him away. But Harry and everybody was there, but they were under the invisibility cloak. And then he was just like, oh, you know, if you ever want to find them, you can go to this. Where the spiders are, or whatever. It's the 2nd movie then. And then they're like, what? But then Harry and them are like, yeah. Anyway, what do you say?
I think it might be time. thought we'd be talking about Harambe this whole one, but we ended up talking more about Hagrid. I mean, we talked a fair bit about Harambe.
I think it was, like, both.
Yeah, I mean, we found out that the scientific name for gorilla is gorilla. Yeah, the www.ggg. Mm-hmm. Fun fact, that's the word of the week. Gorilla. All right, who would win? Looking at my Instagram, ber.telli. Follow it if you want to give a vote on the polls when I post them.
And a comment.
And a comment. And follow the Cornucopia Studios account too, because that's where we post all the good stuff, all the updates. So, of course, give that a follow.
Clips.
Clips. We love clips. You love clips. We all love clips. Who would win? Hagrid, no magic, or Harambe?
Hamburger.
Resurrected.
Hamburger, hamburger.
What is your prediction? What is your prediction?
Harambe.
I agree.
I don't know. I think Hagrid is beloved.
This goes against everything you were saying.
It is. All right. No, I just like, I don't know.
All right, I'm saying 70, I'm going to say like 69 to like 31%.
I can't do those.
All right, Harambe versus Hagrid, who would win? Ready? Here we go, 31. Let's take a look. Oh, Harambe, 62% to Hagrid's 38. It's not terribly surprising, I guess. I mean, either way. This was another one where I really didn't know. The last one was crazy, though. Mm-hmm. Almost, it was one vote separating. But this is, we got 7 votes difference. 18 for Harambe, 11 for Hagrid. Mm. Have any comments? We do have two comments. My good friend and former roommate, Sebas, says, dude, Hagrid is the shit. Very cool. We have another comment. I was like wanting to let you read it.
Oh, what? Just say things. Don't be like.
Well, that way we could have flown.
Fine. Next comment from Kyle. Gorilla gonna stomp.
Gorilla gonna stomp. Yeah. Well, that's good. We have one comment for each. I feel like we used to get, like, the first few episodes, like, a lot of comments. Well, thank you for everyone who voted. Thank you for everyone who left a comment. We appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Now it's time for the WWWYR. I dreaded this last week, but now it's my turn to do it. I really don't know.
How would you rather fight in a battle? Hagrid with no magic or Harambe resurrected? 3, 2, 1.
Well, what I'm thinking here is that I'm never going to beat either of these candidates with force. The only thing I have up on Harambe is that I would be more intelligent than a gorilla. So I could hypothetically make some weapons or something, or outsmart him in some way. But alternatively, Hagrid is also intelligent, so hypothetically I could reason with him and or assault him emotionally. You can't do that to a gorilla, but I can hurt Hagrid's feelings. So maybe I could do that. I think there's a better chance of me being able to do that than me being able to devise some kind of contraption that could fight a gorilla. I mean, I could if I had prep time.
Jalapeno, damn.
Very nice. I was not really listening. Anyway. No, I tuned up. I was thinking about other things. Sorry. Anyway. That's it. That's it, folks.
We've got another episode coming next week.
Stay tuned.
It's going to be our last one of the first round. Then we're going to the next round. The previous winners of all the other ones are going to be going up against one another. So,
yes. Yeah.
Dementor.